And that sound means it's time for Talking Books with Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library and other things. Susan Brown joining us here now. How are you?
I am fantastic, Aaron. How are you?
Happy week after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and you know, things are a little turned around still because what's today, Wednesday?
Wednesday, yes.
Today was Thursday. I thought yesterday was Wednesday and today was Thursday. And I had this like eye-opening experience, worlds colliding yesterday, and I'm still not quite over it.
Well, I'm going to blow your mind with this then. My working theory is that 2018 is already over.
I'm okay with that.
Because the year ends on Thanksgiving, and then the year ends, and then from Thanksgiving to New Year's is the holiday season, which does not count as being part of a year, and then the following year begins
March.
In January.
Yeah.
Right, right,
gotcha.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like, it's a whole, the whole holiday season is like its own thing. It's not a year, it's not anything.
Then could we just make today Friday? Is that okay?
Sure, go for it.
But I'm doing well,
cool.
Thank you.
Awesome.
And I brought a very special guest with me on this week's episode of Talking Books.
Awesome.
Because it's not just the holiday season, Aaron.
It's the Hilliday
season. It's the Hilliday season.
Chapel Hillidays. So we've got Eleanor Landis from the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership here joining us as well. Eleanor, good to have you here,
Thank you.
How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well, thanks.
Awesome.
And I'm totally fine with skipping a March, skipping a Friday.
Right?
Sounds great.
It's
yeah,
so much better this way, right?
Yeah.
Like, 2018 was a down year for a lot of people. Like, just think of it as being over. We're in the holiday season. It's all good.
Yeah.
We're in the Hilliday season.
In the Chapel Hilliday season.
Susan, you said I didn't hear the phrase Chapel Hillidays until I was talking with you like a week or two ago, and you said Chapel Hillidays, and I thought that was just like a you thing, and then it wasn't like 5 days later I realized that it was actually the official like town branding for what the holiday exciting stuff is going to be. I think this is a really cool, name for it. Yeah.
So I'll kick it off, but I'll pitch it over to Eleanor quickly, because it was really the Downtown Partnership coming up and saying, let's do some stuff downtown for the holidays. There's a lot of talk about words like activation and bringing people downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And those are just fancy words for let's have fun.
Let's have fun,
And a lot of talk about downtown, so she came to us and we said, let's do this. So I'll let her talk a little bit more about it, but we got to give props to Liz Flake from Underground Printing,
who's
a member of the board, who came up with Chapel Hillidays.
She is.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'll also say, I was in a meeting with her the other day, and we were talking about some possible spring activation and programming and festivals, and she said, and we could call it Heal Magnolias.
Oh, wow.
I was like, Liz, I both love and hate you. I'm not sure what to do with that. So anyways, I'm going to kick it over to Eleanor, and she can talk about sort of why we're doing this and what we're doing.
I don't know. You just blew my mind with Heal Magnolias. I just got to absorb that for a second.
And I think she's probably got like 10 more.
Oh, probably.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah.
You should check out her Pinterest page.
For all 10 seasons of the year.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Eleanor, Chapel Hillidays, what's going on?
Yeah. So the Downtown Partnership traditionally does many things over the holiday season in Chapel Hill. But this year we said, you know what? Let's take a second look. Let's see what we can do a little bit differently. Let's activate some spaces. And so my coworker Alex and I, along with our board, said, let's come up with a name for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so Liz came up with Happy Chapel Hillidays, which we couldn't turn away from. And then we thought about a bunch of different things that would be fun for all different types of audiences here in Chapel Hill. So we kick it off with a pop-up tree lot. So we're inviting Trosa to come in and do a tree lot in the 140 West Plaza at the corner of Franklin and Church. And they're really excited to be downtown. We are excited to have them. And then the next day, the library will be there with the circulator doing story time in the trees, which I think will be really sweet for families with kids to come downtown and hear some holiday stories among the trees in the plaza. And it just sort of kicks off from there. We've got the holiday bazaar the next day, along with the tree lighting. We've got merchants doing extra special things on that Sunday.
And it's all going to be like right around the 140 West Plaza, right? So right center of downtown.
Right in the center of downtown. The tree lighting is at the corner of Franklin and Columbia, the intersection of our downtown.
So what is the 140 West Plaza going to look like when Trosa comes in with the trees?
Yeah, so they're bringing a number of Christmas trees. They're going to have a big top tent down there. They'll have lights and everything. And I think it'll look similar to most of their other tree lots, where they have other little decorations and stuff. And we'll have a vendor out there selling donuts and coffee. So if you want something to warm up while you're out buying your tree, you'll be able to do that as well.
Awesome.
And then on Sunday, the library will be there from 10 till 2. We'll bring the circulator
Saturday,
holiday books, yes. And festive holiday staff. And we're thinking that the story times are going to be sort of like on the hour, like 10:15, 11:15, 12:15. But, you know, if some kids wander in and want to hear a story, you know I'm going to sit down and read
them
the story.
Of course, yeah.
But also our friends from the police department and the fire department are going to be there. So we're actually going to close down Church Street. We'll have the circulator parked there, the fire truck, and a police car. And they're going to be doing some outreach about things like fire safety with your trees. Mm-hmm. And then the police, I think, are going to be signing up folks for their house check program. So when you travel for the holidays, you can sign up with the PD and they'll drive by and make sure everything looks okay.
It's a good time to do that.
So we have many partners in the Saturday event.
That's right.
And then the bazaar is happening on Sunday. So this is the group that do the bazaar in Carrboro.
Mm-hmm.
And they came and did this with us. I think this is the third time they've done it. And they have their own following. If you look at their Facebook event, there's like 4 gazillion people
who have said
they're coming. So that's a great opportunity to both come and shop your favorite merchants on Franklin, but also these are lots of, you know, your Etsy-type vendors and your small-scale craftspeople who are going to bring some really interesting gifts, some unique things. It's going to be really fun.
And all of that is this weekend, right? Friday with the tree lot, Saturday the tree lot and story time, and then Sunday the holiday bazaar capped off with the downtown tree lighting.
That's right.
Super cool.
All kinds of excitement this weekend.
And that's just this weekend, so that's just the beginning of the holiday season.
We're like elves. We just run on candy and little sleep.
Oh, of course, yeah. The four food groups.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. So talk about Eleanor, the event on the 14th.
Yes, we are really excited about this. So every third Friday in Chapel Hill, there's an art walk. And this particular Friday art walk, we are doing something extra special in that we are, again, activating the 140 West Plaza. So we have groups from Carrboro High School, Chapel Hill High School, East Chapel Hill High School come in to play some music on the plaza. Again, we'll have folks out there with warm, cozy beverages. But the thing that we are really excited about is that we are going to light up downtown Chapel Hill all the way up and down Franklin Street with luminaries. So if you've never seen a luminary in action, it's basically a white paper bag with a candle in it, sparkly lights. It's really, really gorgeous.
Yeah, line them all up and down the street and it looks gorgeous.
We did the math. There will be 800 luminaries up and down Franklin Street.
Cool.
I'm warm and cozy just thinking about it.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Like,
temperature
hot
in this
chocolate,
room,
walk down the street. Yeah,
right? Check out some art, see some local vendors, do some holiday shopping, go out to dinner, see a show. It'll be a good night.
Nice. Awesome. And that's on December the 14th, which is Second Friday Art Walk. And in between, we've got the Holiday Parade, which also like one of the great events in downtown Chapel Hill every year.
I love the marching bands.
Yeah.
So I'm a sucker for a marching band, but my favorite thing about the Chapel Hill Carrboro Holiday Parade.
Carrboro's got its own parade, I'm sure, but no.
My favorite thing is the Santa pawn shop float. The Santa's always on the all-star pawn shop float, which I just take a picture of every year. I know it's coming. And it delights me every year.
That was like the giant bicycle. Did you ever see that when you're, like, they have like the giant, like, it's almost like the giant bicycle that's on the side of OpenEye. And like, I don't know if that is the thing on the side of OpenEye, but it's like a huge thing.
Just take it down once a year for the parade.
Maybe, I don't know how it works. I'm not involved in the making of that float, but they might do that. They might have a different one, but just like huge, enormous things that, and it just like all of the really cool things that all of the different groups and organizations like come up with for how to do their float this year. It's really inventive. Awesome.
It's always a good time.
Yeah, so speaking with Eleanor Landis and Susan Brown, talking about Chapel Hill Days, but also talking books as well. So we got to recommend our favorite holiday-themed books, right? Awesome. Who wants to go first? I can go first if no one else does. So
go for it.
My favorite Christmas movie, and probably in my top 10 of all time in terms of movies, period, is A Christmas Story.
Oh,
which
you're
is
stealing
not,
my book.
Am I? Am I
go
taking
ahead.
Gene Shepard from you? I can recommend How the Grinch Stole Christmas and Gene Shepard for you.
I've got another one.
We rarely recommend the same books, but In God We Trust, All Others Pay Cash by Gene Shepard, which is where most of, I think, the stories from A Christmas Story
that
come
one
from.
And Wanda Hickey's Night of Golden Memories,
couple
which
other
is another
ones,
great
yeah.
deal.
It's a lot of fun. And I mean, Gene Shepard is just like a great storyteller and like translated really well into the movie. But the book is also a lot of fun just in itself to read. So I'm going to recommend that one.
Okay, so thanks for stealing my book,
buddy. Absolutely. That's why I went first.
That one is slightly sentimental. As a backup, I'm going to go full on sentimental.
Okay.
I think we recently talked about, I think I recently shared on the show that my middle schooler, he's an eighth grader, was reading one of my favorite authors, Shirley Jackson, in school. He read The Lottery.
Yes.
And so I've now been like, well, what else are you reading? And they've been reading O. Henry. So I'm going to recommend for just deep heart felt sentimentality to get you in the spirit of the season, O. Henry short story, The Gift of the Magi, which is about the whole trying to buy your loved one a secret gift and the sacrifices you make. And
yeah.
I'm getting warm and cozy just thinking about that book.
Is that a sentimental story or is it a searing indictment of capitalism? Could go either
way. Oh, there's another way of looking at it. And thank you for ruining my
second
book. Absolutely. You stole my first one. You ruined my second one. And with that, I'm going to turn it to Eleanor. Be nice to Eleanor.
Okay.
We'd like her to come back
here.
All
right, all right. Go for it.
So mine is not super original, but also comes with a sentimental shtick. My family reads two books. My family celebrates Christmas on Christmas Eve every year. We read two books. One of them is The Polar Express, which you just can't move past. I love that book. It's so beautiful, the illustrations, and I always see a silver bell differently because of that book.
Yeah.
The other is The Night Before Christmas, but the way that we read it is we pass it around to each family member, and each family member is told an accent to read.
Fun.
Like, you know, seven lines in or something like that. And so we go from Valley
Can
Girl
each of your family members do accents well, or
there's
is there one family
qualities.
Member? Okay, yeah.
Or levels of quality, rather.
So Valley Girl and what else?
Valley Girl, Irish, Russian, Australian. My
nice.
Poor uncle who's Australian hates that part. Butcher it.
And he's never the one who gets to do Australian, right?
No,
it's always
got to
be somebody
count.
Else. Yeah,
right.
No, of course.
He could do American, but he's not very good at that either.
Right, right.
That's awesome. What
I love
a great
that.
Tradition.
It's
I
very
love
silly,
it.
And we go to bed right after that, so you go to bed with the giggles on Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's good.
Lovely.
I love
that's
it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking with Susan Brown and Eleanor Landis, back to Chapel Hill Days. People want more information. They want the full list of all of the events. Where can they go? What's the best place?
They can go to downtownchapelhill.com, and we have a holiday banner at the top of our page that will take you straight to all things Chapel Hill Days. I think that's where you can check it out on our spot.
Yeah, and it's all over the place. It's on the town side. It's on probably on the library side. I saw it in the library newsletter today. It's all over the Twitter. But yeah, stop by the downtown website for all the information. And again, you can buy your tree downtown Friday and Saturday. And the story time in the tree will happen. In the trees will happen between 10 and 2 Saturday.
Awesome.
Bazaar on Sunday.
Sounds
tree
good.
Tree lighting on Sunday.
DowntownChapelHill.com for more information. Speaking of activating the 140 West Plaza, Eleanor, I've got to ask you a slightly off-topic question. What's the latest on the Exhale sculpture?
Susan might be able to give you a better answer
Susan,
there.
Susan, what's the latest on the Exhale sculpture?
We are still talking to folks about that. So
cool.
We're probably not, we were thinking that we would go to council this month. We ended up pushing it till about January because there's a few more folks that we want to engage if people have thoughts about the idea of moving it or what we could do at 140, they are more than welcome to contact me and share those.
And again, downtownchapelhill.com for more info about the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership in general and Chapel Hill Days in particular. And again, it all begins this weekend on and around the 140 West Plaza with the downtown tree lighting Sunday at 6, across the street and down a block at University Baptist Church. Eleanor, Susan, thank you so much.
Happy Chapel Hill Days.
What she said. Thanks, Aaron.